An elderly, peculiarly dressed man stands in front of the newly built Paulinum at the heart of the University of Leipzig. It is Werner Fabricius, the university's very first director of music. With confusion written on his face, he stares at the gleaming facade reflecting the square behind him.
Is this the right place? I recognise it, but then again I don't. I certainly came the right way, walking towards the setting sun from St. John's Church. But is it really my church, St. Paul's?
Good evening. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, would you be kind enough to help me?
But forgive me, I forgot to introduce myself. Werner Fabricius, formerly the university's director of music here.
Sir, I'm one of your successors, David Timm.
You mean music is still nurtured at the University of Leipzig? What I see here looks so strange. The gable's all crooked.
Quite a lot has happened since your day.
I've just arrived from Jena. I don't believe it. You're the first person ever to hold my position. But what is this building?
You know who I am? Well, who are you?
Rager. Max Rager. Teacher at the conservatoire here, and also one of your many successors. Although only briefly due to illness.
Are you both looking for St. Paul's? We miss it too, but we can't do much about it. The last great war. Sorry, Mr. Rager, but after yours, there was another huge war in the 20th century. The last war left our church with hardly a scratch, thank goodness. But then opponents of the church came to power, and they had the university church blown up. Instead, a massive sculpture of Karl Marx's head hung here for decades.
Whose head?
Karl Marx. It was made out of bronze and absolutely vast. Karl Marx was a philosopher and an economist.
Yes, I remember. But now he's gone.
Esteemed Mr. Fabricius, allow me to finally answer your question.